Well, as Cyclone Debbie bears down on the Queensland coast around Bowen, people are evacuating where necessary and others preparing their supplies for a period of extreme weather conditions. North Queensland's last major cyclone, Yasi, caused widespread destruction, but Queenslanders are stoic when these weather events threaten. I checked in with Townsville's morning host of Hit 103.1, Tim Rubin, and asked him how many people or how people were preparing there.
So I'm from Sydney, yeah. And I've been walking around with like hard hats on and getting my torches ready and stressing, like sweating bullets. And every person that I speak to who's actually from Townsville is just like, yeah, mate, no dramas. Like they're just used to it from Yasi and from everything. I think it's just a part of life up here for these guys. So they're not that stressed.
Oh, right, okay.
But I definitely am.
But that's sort of the Queensland way, isn't it? You just don't get too stressed about it. Worry about it when it happens.
Yeah. And you know, there's nothing that worrying can do. Although, you got to take the warnings and stuff seriously. So the police have recommended that everybody be off the road by 12 o'clock, and I'm standing by the window, and there are a lot of cars going past.
Are they going north?
They're just buzzing around. I think people are still out doing shopping and stuff. It's weird.
Right.
A lot of the shops have said that they're going to stay open till 4 o'clock, even though the police have said be home by midday. So people are just kind of doing what they want to do, and I think they're going to start to batten down the hatches when the wind actually comes. But it is dangerous because these things can turn and come from nowhere. So I just hope that nobody's caught in it if it does come all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you heard of particular shortages? I was reading somewhere where diesel was running out in one of the smaller towns to the south of you.
Oh, I don't think anything like that is happening in Townsville. Although, if you go to any of the Coles or Woolies, they have been smashed in the like canned food and bottled water aisle. They're also generally out of torches. Like, I went to a Kmart and couldn't find any torches. So, yeah, people are kind of preparing in that sense.
Did you bring stuff to stay in overnight and all that sort of thing? You're all aware of what's going to happen?
It looks really funny. Yeah, it is just a mishmash of like sleeping bags and cans of baked beans and 2-minute noodles and chocolate Easter eggs and pillows and pajamas just sprawled out everywhere. So, yeah, as soon as it starts to get a little bit dark, I think it's going to be a dogfight over who's going to sleep where.
And have you been changing your playlist to include more weather-related songs, or are you staying away from it? Or
it's like rain. No, we're just playing the regular music. I don't think we need to.
You don't need to reinforce that sort of thing. By all accounts, just, you know, in all seriousness, this looks like one of the worst cyclones that North Queensland will have had for some time. Do you think everyone's ready? Have we learnt anything from all the previous ones?
Like I said, the locals do feel very calm about it, much calmer than I am. And the news department here at the station, they really know what they're doing, and they're being very professional. And Bureau of Meteorology is getting updates out really quick. And the Mayor, Jenny Hill, as well, she's been wonderful and is giving updates and helping to just spread information. So, yeah, I would say, and in fact, probably social media has probably grown since the last time as well. Facebook is really, really useful. There are a few trusted Facebook websites that are just helping to disseminate information, so there's no worrying or wondering about what is actually happening.
Tim Rubin from Townsville Hit 103.1, they're ending that report. Do call your local emergency services and tune into local radio for information if you are in an affected area.